USA Radio News.
I'm Robert Walensky. President Trump holding a rally in West Columbia, South Carolina, as he endorses Republican Governor Henry McMaster.
Right from day one, when I came down here, Henry McMaster, I said, so why are you with me? He said, because I like what you say. I agree. We need strong borders. We're talking about it now, and we have.
Secretary of Defense James Mattis heading to China, John Clemens with the story.
After visiting two different Air Force bases in Alaska, Mr. Mattis will be visiting China, where the Pentagon tells us he'll be meeting with several senior officials to exchange strategic perspectives while discussing areas of mutual concern. This is the first visit of a Secretary of Defense to China since 2014. He then travels to South Korea, then concludes his trip June 29th in Tokyo.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
We want a system where when people come in illegally, they have to go out.
President Trump at the White House talking about our immigration laws and what a disaster they are.
The laws have to be changed. And whether it's North Korea or whether it's so many different things like trade, we're taking care of a lot of problems that should have been taken care of over the years. One of the highest on the list is immigration, and we have to change our laws.
Trump is the one who's creating lies, trying to have people believe that I talked about harming people.
Democrat Maxine Waters making news, the California congresswoman not apologizing or backing down after she takes heat for telling people to protest and push back on members of President Trump's cabinet when they are in public.
There's nowhere in my statement, anytime, any place that we talked about harm.
Waters holding a news conference saying,
I stand by my speech in saying that the protests have already started. They're probably going to continue.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
Hundreds of fish dead after bourbon and brandy from a distillery warehouse collapse in Kentucky flows into nearby streams. Here's USA's Chris Barnes.
That bourbon and brandy leaking into nearby waterways, Kentucky officials say not all of the 9,000 barrels that rolled out of the warehouse ended up leaking, but a lot of them did, and officials say about 800 fish were killed after that Friday collapse of the warehouse. The Nelson County Fire and Rescue Chief says crews were able to catch some of the leaking booze before it ran downhill into streams, but it flowed for more than 3 hours before they could control it. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
I was asked to leave because I work for President Trump. We are allowed to disagree, but we should be able to do so freely and without fear of harm. And this goes for all people, regardless of politics.
At the daily briefing in Washington, White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders asked about her horrendous experience at that Virginia restaurant.
Some have chosen to push hate and vandalism against the restaurant that I was asked to leave from. A Hollywood actor publicly encouraged people to kidnap my children. And this weekend, a member of Congress called for people to push back and make clear to those serving their country in this administration that they are not welcome anywhere, anytime, for anything.
Sanders basically calling the situation un-American.
America is a great country, and our ability to find solutions despite those disagreements is what makes us unique.
You're listening to USA Radio News.